Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and tonight we are talking Big Brother. It's only going to be an hour show. Get yourself ready and hold back. We're going to kick it off with some music as we wait for Cowboy to call in. And people, make sure you push one when you call in. Also, if you have questions to ask Reagan, send them to me now. I'm working on my interview. I have to get in a few minutes. So we're going to be working on that also while we wait for Cowboy to call in. So we'll be right back.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices. About to party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Tonight, and we have just got done watching a Super Big Brother. You know, Cowboy.
Yeah.
You know what? I am enjoying this season. I am. There's something about this season. I am enjoying it. And I know lots of feeds watchers are probably saying, "How can you enjoy this season?" But I am enjoying. I'm enjoying the television show.
You know, I tell you what. I think towards the end, it's got a lot better. There's more drama. Now it's curious how the brigade is going to unfold and who's going to do it. And it looks like Hayden will maybe pull this off.
Right. And tonight, I've already kind of told people, tonight it's going to be an hour show, so stick with us. You know, don't go nowhere. Do not hold. And I've got the feeds watching. I'm watching the feeds for when they come back. And we'll probably people call in. I also
special guest calling in.
Yeah, we do. We have a special guest calling in, and but Cowboy, I might have to run, and I'm going to ask people if they have something to ask Reagan, and they want to put it in a good question. You know, send it to me in an instant message on Blog Talk Radio, because I had to have that in like right now. I mean, it's like I'm supposed to have it in like 30 minutes. So if you have something you want to ask Reagan, I've already put together a bunch of questions. But if there's one that I see that I want, send me an instant message. You need to do it now. Do not wait. Send an instant message before I can get your question asked to Reagan. And make sure the question is right to him, because I'm just going to copy and paste if I, you know. So if you can do that for me, that would be great. And I might have to leave once in a while and do that while Cowboy talks to people and stuff. So hey, I'm going to go right to the callers, okay?
All right.
Let's do it. I'm going to start with this first unknown number. What is our guest going to call in with area code? Do you know?
Yeah.
I know. Is it What is it? Do you know the three numbers?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
But unknown number, you're hey, live on the Red Reality Show.
Hi,
what?
Hi, Cowboy. Hi, Ron.
Wait, wait, Emery. Give me a second. Say the number again to me.
832.
Okay. Emery, you got a question or comment real quick, and then we're going to bring our caller up before
okay,
you,
I'll
let you talk.
Think,
start off.
Okay, do you think they're going to announce the Saboteur once this is all over? You think they'll announce that? And do you think they'll show us of course they will, probably, right? Telling Reagan that Matt lied.
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, the whole jury house is going to tell everyone that comes in. I mean, Matt is going to be the Natalie of last season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's going to be something like a, you know, like when Reagan comes into the house, he will probably say something like, hey, this is Reagan's here, and then they're probably be sitting around, and he'll probably say, you know, I did win this. I was the Saboteur, and he'll probably, and we'll see you next Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday, definitely on the live shows. So, hey, I'm Ray.
Okay,
I'm gonna. We got a lot to call us today. So, you want to say hi to our special guest?
Sure. Who is
okay.
it?
Let's you know, we'll hold your britches.
Oh, okay. I'm holding them.
Just, okay. Well, this person was in the Big Brother house before.
Oh, my.
So, 8:32. Give us a little clue who you might be.
Okay. I can say that as of tonight's episode, this is exactly where I was about 4 or 5 years ago. I was in the Final Four, and I had a good time, and I'm from Texas.
And so, Amory.
It's April. It is
yes,
April, Lewis.
Well, Amory, you want to say hey to her? You got a quick question to ask her real quick?
I was trying to – is it true? I'm not sure who it is. Did you say who it is?
Yes,
yeah,
it's April Lewis.
I was
How's
with
the baby? How's your baby?
Oh, he's doing great. Thank you. He's now 2 and a half, and his name is Maverick, and I still have pepperoni.
Yeah.
And I'm still married, and I'm still in pharmaceutical sales, so everything has been going great for me.
Oh, you looked beautiful pregnant.
Oh, thank you. Thank
lovely.
You.
So how do you feel about this season, April?
Well, obviously, I feel like my season was the best season.
No.
Wait.
Cowboy will fight with me on that. you know what? I don't know. I mean, I like it so far. It's been pretty good, I feel. And, you know, my two favorite, and people are probably going to – I like Brendan. I really did. You know, if he wasn't with
Brenda,
Rachel, I think
I mean,
he – What did you say? What did you call him?
Brenda.
I still liked him. I wish Rachel wasn't, you know, I liked Rachel in a weird way, just kind of, but I really liked Brendan, and I liked, obviously, because he's from Texas, so go Texas boy, and right now, I mean, I like Brittany as well, so this was exactly where I was, you know, 5 years ago, and this is a tough one, like, It's the only person obviously safe is head of household, and I'm assuming at this point it's probably going to be Hayden, but,
right.
I mean, it's a toss-up, you know, on who's going to end up making it to the final three at this point.
Real quick question. April, you had, you know, with Maggie and everybody, they were all your friends, but you became friends with everyone, James and Janelle after the house, so everything went down cool, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I look back and, you know, I'm friends with everyone. The only person I can honestly say that I've not talked to since the day that I left that house, and there's no sadness on my part, is Yvette. And that's it. And you know what? Honestly, going back to my season, I mean, if I wouldn't have been paired up, you know, I mean, we were in pairs, so it was very hard. It's like we couldn't break from that pair, so you're kind of obligated to play with that person. But, you know, I can tell you because Yvette early on was very dominant and kind of took people to one side and the other, and I was on her side. It's like I had to stay as true to her as possible because that was my only way of getting down to that final. And unfortunately, it bit me in the butt because she ended up finally winning a competition. But she is the only one that I don't talk to. I don't necessarily have any hard feelings, but she's not someone that I would, you know, hang out with outside of the house.
Yeah, and I know this always amazes me because I think you guys have the some of the greatest fights in the house of probably a Big Brother history is Mr. Howie and you.
Yeah.
Being friends in the house. That proves that you can be enemies in the house and still love each other afterwards.
Well, I mean, what's so crazy is, like, even as mean as Howie was, I still loved him, even in the house. I mean, I knew that really, I mean, that is not Howie. Howie is not that type of person whatsoever. And I just think that, number one, I definitely think he was doing it for ratings because Howie loves TV and hey, you know, more power to him. Number two, I think that he just got, you know, I think that him and I kind of got thrown out on each side of our alliances. And, you know, I kind of got kicked out of, you know, my people weren't really supporting, you know, they didn't have my back. And I don't think really anyone had Howie's back. So him and I were kind of out there duking it out. No one was stopping it. So the more it went on, the worse it got. And, I mean, all in all, I know that Howie did it just because it was a game. And he, you know, he liked stirring up a little bit. And once he started it, I think he realized, hey, this is kind of fun, and I'm getting probably more airtime and, you know, all that, because Howie was all about TV. But Howie is a great person. I can tell you he is one of the people who sent me a baby present when I was, you know, a baby gift when I was pregnant and had Maverick, and his parents are phenomenal. He just comes from a really good family, and I love him to death.
Well, Amory, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, it's 9 o'clock in April, and
nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you going to Vegas?
Yes, ma'am. Are you going to be there?
I was supposed to, but I've been sick. But next year, maybe, I hope to see you.
Okay, we'll have a drink together.
Yeah,
I'll be there
partying.
Have
a fun time.
I will.
Bye, Ron.
I will. Thanks.
Bye.
And Paul.
April, how are you, girl? I haven't got a chance to say hello.
I know. I miss you, cowboy.
I miss you, too.
My life is so busy. I cannot wait to see you in a couple of weeks.
I know. Every time I'm in Dallas, I text you, and you're always so busy. You're the other direction.
I have been so busy with work, so it's been crazy. I'm so pumped. You and I are going to
have a
while.
And I'm going to be like a kid in I know when I'm in Vegas, I'm going to, and I want to tell people right now, and one reason I wanted you to call in was that, you know, you're going to Vegas, and I wanted to plug Vegas some more.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to be like a kid. I'm going to be like a kid in a candy store. And, you know, I've talked to many of you guys on this thing since I started this, you know, a year and a half ago. And to see you guys face to face, it's going to be like, and not because you guys are celebrities, but because I've got to know you guys through the show and through Facebook and Twitter. It's going to be awe for me. And you don't be. And I was telling a person yesterday, I'm pretty outgoing on the show and everything, but I'm going to be that guy that's going to be shy and going to be like, you know, it's going to be
Ron, no, not you. You don't want me. We're there to
I'll be shy. I'm going to be scared to even meet Howie. I'm afraid he's going to, you know, like, you know.
Howie will break you. He'll pick you up or try to.
I do have a question for Big Brother 12, though, and it's good to segue because that's one reason I mentioned Howie. Enzo, what are your feelings about Enzo?
You know what? He totally reminds me of a Howie. So it's like, because I love Howie, I've got to love Enzo. I mean, I think Enzo has every great intention, you know, and I don't think that he's a bad person or a mean person. I think what you see with him is exactly what you get with him. And, you know, I have to like people like that. And, I mean, do I think that he should win the 500,000? Not so much. But at the same time, I think 50,000 for him would be a good thing.
Right.
What are y'all thoughts?
I'm Team Brittany personally.
Yeah, I love Brittany. I mean, especially with her being the final girl, you know, in this whole, you know, in this whole thing. I mean, I think she's, out of all four of them, I think she's played the best game through the game. Because I feel like the boys, really, the last three boys, really haven't had to step anything up until this last, you know, 3 weeks. So, I mean, Brittany, I think, has been playing from day one. She has stayed. One of my faults, and whenever I played the game, is I was very emotional because I hate for people not to like me.
Right.
And obviously, I got out of the house, and there were so many people who didn't like me. But, the thing I like about her is she hasn't gotten wrapped up emotionally in a lot of things.
She's been pretty calm. You're right.
Yes, and I'm so impressed with that because her, you know, being in there for so long and, you know, she's hanging with the boys and stuff like that. I mean, I give her big-time props, and I definitely think she is beyond deserving of $500,000.
Oh, absolutely. At the beginning of the show, I said that this will be a year of a woman. But then it started with numbers. I was like, well, a guy's going to win it. But you know what? I tell you what, she makes it 1 and 2. I don't know. I think that she possibly can. But however, you got to also know, you know, two of the brigades are going to vote for the other brigade.
You know, I agree with that.
Or three will go for one brigade.
You know, I'm starting to wonder if Lane is starting to think, you know, he can, you know, and Lane is definitely, today he shows that he knows Brittany is where to make his bet, you know what I mean?
Right.
He knows, if he takes Brittany with him, he's safe. And,
right.
Well, Cowboy,
and like,
you and I both know, I mean, once you get into that jury house, it is, I mean, you go in there with one idea of, you know, okay, I'm going to vote for this person going to the jury house. When they
well,
get there,
I actually don't know what's going through
no,
there.
Hello, you don't. You need to know. Get that on the next part. I forgot about that, Cowboy. Oh.
I was about to say, wait a minute, I don't know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
You
yeah, every
don't.
Time
I forgot.
You forget.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm just thinking, I guess because I've seen you. Have you gone back twice to do, or between a competition and then the one time trying to go back in, right? Or
yes, ma'am.
Going back
uh-huh.
in? Well, you better be on All-Star. This is also a plug for Cowboy to be on the next All-Star.
That would be awesome.
But anyway, once you step into the jury, I mean, you go in with one, you know, idea thinking that all this stuff, because what happens in the house versus once you get out of the house and what people start telling you are two different worlds. I mean, it is like night and day. So, as much as you think that, you know, I mean, it looks like right now that, yeah, Brittany might not win it if it comes down to her and Lane. But once they get, people start getting, jury members start getting into the house, they start forming their own opinions, people start exchanging
yeah.
conversations, the whole game is back up in the air because I was in so much shock that Yvette and Maggie was such, the vote was so close. I could not believe it because I thought only the only person that would vote for Yvette would have been James. And then Janelle and, you know, everybody else kind of followed. And, you know, thanks to Rachel, you know, that she ended up, you know, voting for Maggie because obviously I would want Maggie to win over Yvette any time of the day. But, I mean, it's amazing. So, I mean, even though I know you're Team Brittany, Ron, and I am as well, and hopefully, you know, I know right now it's looking like, whoa, maybe she won't win because there's so many people who don't, maybe, you know, like her at this point, but once it all comes together and the jury people start talking, this could be a flip-flop of her winning.
Hey, we got some calls, so let me go to our call and see what they have to say about Big Brother 12. 603.
Hello?
You're live on the Rad Reality Show. Name and where you're calling from.
If you don't know who I am by now, you've got issues.
Panther from New Hampshire.
Hey, April.
Wait.
Hi, how are you?
Who are you? man, I can't remember your name. I'm just joking. It's Panther.
I'm a black cat wanting to go to Vegas. A black cat wanting to go to Vegas.
You're going to Vegas. You'll be there.
No, she wants to
You're
go
going,
now because
right?
the hurricane is...
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And the hurricane's going to take her to the sea.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, April, yeah, a group of us, we're actually going to be there almost a week down there. We're driving down there. It's actually 18 and a half hours. I told you 19, but it's actually 18 and a half.
Who are you driving with?
Well, my roommate, a friend from Grant, and then Ron.
Well, come on, pick up my suitcase.
What,
Ron,
April?
Where are you out at? I said, Cowboy, come by and pick up my suitcase on the way.
Yeah, okay.
Real quick, won't get lost.
Yeah, you're right. Might never make it, so I think I'll pass on that one.
This is okay. You're probably packing the kitchen sink, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, do you have a dress in it? Can Cowboy borrow a dress? Do you have a dress for Cowboy?
He has to borrow my heels, so I'm not bringing a dress. I'm just bringing the heels for him.
Oh, I'm not wearing heels. I'm trying to find pink boots. I'm trying to find pink boots, but for a man's size, my size, I don't think it's going to happen. But I'll just wear my regular boots with the dress, and I'm going to find a red wig, and I'm going to make fun of Rachel.
Oh, are you going to wear it during the beer pong?
Yes, you know, I told everybody if they would raise $500, I would wear a dress.
I'll have plenty for you.
I promise I will be exactly dressed.
And Ron gets to wear some kind of outfit that Big John, a.k.a. Dan, is making up for beer pong, and I get to play with Michelle Costa. So I'm going to be dressed up with some kind of outfit. They're taking leotard. You know, like we're going to be the Unitard twins.
That's cool.
If they can find one my size.
That's hot. It's going to be hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have.
You will.
But, Panther, you got anything you want to talk Big Brother-wise? Panther.
What, honey?
Did you have a question or comment about tonight's show?
I just thought tonight's show was amazing. I still say that Brittany should have voted the opposite way to make Lane make a decision.
Well, yeah, but the thing is she didn't want to take off Lane.
Yeah, but, you know, Lane was kind of in his back of his head saying, maybe it's a good idea. It sounds like it might have been a good idea because Hayden... looks like he won HOH.
I think the problem that when you get this close to the end and it comes down to the friendships versus, like, I think Reagan did a great pitch. I mean, kudos to Reagan.
Absolutely. That was great. I agree 100%.
Oh, I mean, that is 100%, like, respected because, I mean, he went to the end and tried his best. Now, the problem that lies is, I mean, especially when you get this close to the end, you really have to make that decision of do I piss off friends that will go to the jury house and possibly not vote for me, or do I make a bold move? And I think most of the time people end up not wanting to piss people off because you really have to start thinking of the jury votes and people start, you know, you start dividing out, like, the numbers and stuff and what's going to be in your favor. So, you know, Panther, I think, yeah, that would have been a great, you know, a bold move for her to make. But, you know, consistently she's made very safe. You know what I'm saying? She's thought through a lot, you know, whenever she's made the decisions she's made. And, you know, and I think that Lane's happy, obviously, that she didn't put him in that situation.
Absolutely.
Are you sure for Lane since he's a Texas boy, too?
Am I going to say that again?
Are you cheering for Lane because of the Texas ties, too?
I mean, of course, I always like the Texas people just because I'm from Texas. But, you know, I mean, I think girl-wise, I want Brittany to win. And then, you know, I like them all. I really do. I don't think anyone that's in the final, you know, four have, you know, I think they're pretty well all deserving of some money, you know, whether it's 50 or 500. I think he deserves 50. If he gets 50, I won't be mad, you know.
Sorry,
500,
I don't want him to
so
win
much.
Or not money. I don't think he deserves anything. He's in many rights that he's coattailed.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that as well. But for his baby, $50,000 would be fine for me.
Oh, the sympathy votes. Is that what you're saying? Cowboy's talking. I didn't hear what he said. Cowboy,
well,
you saying something?
No. I tell you what, like April was saying, this cast towards the end, it's a very likable cast now. I mean, it's really kind of peaceful, but it's kind of also interesting to see how it's going to unfold. I mean, this is a real good, book of Big Brother, you know. It's wondering what's going to happen next.
Yeah. So, Panther, do you want to stay on the line, or do you want me to move you on?
It matters not, whatever y'all want to do.
I want to keep you on, then. We'll just keep Panther on for a second. If she'll turn down her Bluetooth a little bit.
I don't have my Bluetooth on, just for you.
So who do you think, let's say that Hayden's going to win HOH, who do y'all think that he's going to put up? Brittany and Lane?
HOH.
Okay, he did win. Okay, I'm not in front of my computer, so awesome. So he won.
Yeah, he'll be Brittany Lane, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. No, I think it'll be Enzo and Brittany.
No, it'll be Lane. It'll be Brittany and Lane, and he will put Brittany and Lane up to secure that Enzo
Brittany
will
goes
vote.
Home.
Goes
oh,
home.
Okay, to secure
Brittany,
that Brittany goes
ticket.
Home.
But if she wins POV, she's safe. And she still got POV, so.
Yeah.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is the, you know, 6 years ago, this was the week that I won my power veto to keep me in the house to take second place.
Mm-hmm.
See, and
it was the veto of the lifetime. 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
It's the reason I didn't make it to the final two. This was my worst week ever, and I put it, again, at that point, I did not even understand. Me going on to Big Brother, and I really, you know, now I'm like the hugest fan ever, but me going to that house, I had never, and God forbid me for saying this, because I know that so many people, like, you know, they were diehard Big Brother fans, and I didn't even know what I was getting myself into at that point, because I'd never seen a season. And I know that it's so bad to say that they still picked me to be on it, and I wish that I could have gone back today and played that thing with every licking ounce that I had and understood it, because I really was leaving it up in Janelle's hands to win that power of veto when I was in the final four, so that I wouldn't have to have made a decision between Yvette and Maggie. And to my not knowing the game well enough, it cost me the game.
Well, you know what? For not knowing the game, you did very well taking it to the fourth place.
Yeah, thank you, Cowboy.
You're welcome.
I believe I just picked up Patrick. Is it Patrick or is it Peter?
Hey, it's Patrick.
Okay. Well, Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick.
April Lewis on the phone line.
Hi, Patrick.
With us today.
Hey, April, you are my second favorite from season 6.
Oh,
so
I know a lot of people
during like season 6 were like, ooh, she hates America, ooh, she hates the fans, but you are actually my second favorite. I liked you. So,
thank you.
I'm excited to meet you in Vegas. So that,
yay! Come say hi to me.
I definitely will.
I
love tonight's episode because it showed off Rachel and her amazingness. She is a goddess. So, yeah.
You know, I tell you what, you know, I love how she just kept butting in when Matt was talking and just putting down Matt. It was just hilarious.
I know, I was, like, laughing so much. I was like, I love her, I love her.
Well, April, I know that I told you a certain amount of time, so anytime you need to go, I know that you're leaving out of town tomorrow, so don't feel like you've got to stay for the whole show.
Oh, I know, but I love everybody.
Well, I don't want you to think that I got you on here to keep you for the whole hour.
Okay. I've got to go get packing because I'm going to go out of town for the weekend. And thank y'all so much for having me on, and Patrick and Panther and all those wonderful people. Come have a drink with me in Vegas with Cowboy and Ron. We're
pretty.
Have a good time.
I didn't call you Buster. I called you Pretty.
I know. You're so sweet.
April, you're going to have to sneak me one because I'm still 20.
Oh!
Are you serious?
I am serious.
You're a baby. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I've come to Vegas. Hey, I think in Vegas you can pretty much find a drink anywhere, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
We'll be able to.
Well, thank you.
No, April, thank you for calling in because I really was excited. And Mandy Mee is out there screaming, see you in Vegas, Vegas baby.
Yes. Hey!
And we just have to do this, Vegas baby.
Vegas 2010 bash. We had whoever wasn't there last year, please come this year. I mean, it was great, and I want to say a huge thanks to all the people who put it together.
Yeah.
I know Nikki's been great. I know Crystal, and I know there are 20 million other people to thank. So, thank you so much to everyone, and Come. It's going to be a blast, and we're going to have a great time. So
I can't wait. I am so excited.
Yeah,
I am too. I got a room, and it's going to be all by myself. And I'm just not. People are going to be everywhere.
Gonna
we're going to be all
somebody.
Like, we're going to have a party. It's going to be a party of, like, no
It's going to be a party all week.
Cowboy,
yeah,
I'll bring
know,
extra dresses for you.
Oh, I bet you will.
Do you need a song
thank you, April.
No, I don't need a song, no.
Okay, just checking. Thank
you.
All right, love
okay,
you, girl.
Okay, thank y'all. Love y'all. Cowboy, call me on your road trip.
Okay, will do.
Okay,
love you, girl.
Bye. Thank y'all. Love you, too. Y'all have a great 4th of July, Labor Day weekend. Everyone be safe.
You, too.
You, too.
Thank you.
Too.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me hand.
It's so sweet.
So, Patrick, you loved Jersey on the Jury House, didn't you?
Yeah, she was amazing. Like, I was like,
I mean,
I was like,
the whole house.
Yeah, it was
I mean,
really good.
Not, and everything. Hey, Cowboy. What I'm going to do is, I want to plug this real quick. Don't forget, you've got another 5 minutes. If you want to send me a question, please instant message me. All you have to go to my name, private message, and send me some questions about Reagan. I got a bunch already that I'm going to ask. But if you have any more, throw me a couple in the chat room. I have to send it in. I'm supposed to send it in now, but they'll understand me being a couple minutes late because I have a show. But I'm trying to think what we should do next because there's some more stuff I need to plug. Cowboy, what do you think about Hayden? Let's talk to Big Brother Show real quick. Tell us, let's do this. If you want to call in too, the number is 347-237-5506. Where do you think Hayden will go next?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I do like what Rachel said, or I mean, what April said. It probably will be Lane and Brittany, just for the simple reason no Enzo will vote out Brittany.
Do you feel like maybe we will, think we will see more of a, do you think we'll have any more drama in the house? I don't see no drama in the house now that it's the three guys and Brittany.
I think there's going to be a lot of paranoia going on, like what's going to happen, because the brigade's going to have to turn against each other. And, I mean, this is where, when I was in the house, I wondered this, if the horsemen came down to the four or three of us, at the end, what, how would it unfold? And so I'm really curious how this is going to affect their relationship.
Patrick, what do you think about the house? What's going on in the house and everything?
I think Brittany will go home. Like, I think he'll nominate Lane and Brittany, and I think Lane will totally understand, and then Hayden will be in the final two for sure, because Lane and Enzo will both want to be taking him, and then Hayden will win the game.
Now, unless Brittany wins the POV.
Ew.
Yes,
she needs to go to the very house.
I'm thinking that way, too, is POV for Brittany.
I'm thinking Brittany needs to go in the jury house and Rachel needs to lay some SmackDown.
I'm going to pick up a caller because I got to work on my thing, and I'm going to let you guys talk for a couple minutes. And Cowboy, you can be, just run the show a little bit.
Okay,
awesome. Caller, and if I see a caller, I'll tell you I have one, but I think this is Paul or Mandy. I can't remember the area codes right now. Paul, is that you?
I don't know. What's your area code?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to let you guys talk.
I heard. Okay.
You
Paul,
guys,
so how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm happy for the show tonight. It was way overdue seeing the jury house, and as jury house clips go, I think it was a pretty good one. Don't you think, Patrick?
Oh, yes.
You know, this is the thing is, these past two seasons, there's always been a house guest that no one wants to talk to. Obviously, last season was Natalie. Okay, this year, I really think it's going to be Matt. What do you think, Paul?
I do agree. I don't know if anybody will. And, Patrick, I hope you have a thick enough skin by now, but I don't think anybody will ever match how the majority of the fans felt about Natalie.
Oh, no. I don't think the fans will dislike him, but I hope. I'm, just hoping that his fellow house guests and his so-called friends will disown him at least for, 2-3 weeks, and then they'll be friends with him again. Only because he gets up there and is acting all arrogant and makes a comment about Natalie on national TV, thinking he's all amazing and stuff, yet he does something that makes people mad himself. So
Patrick, so you're saying that he should be ignored for 2 weeks. So in Vegas, are you not going to go up to Matt and shake his hand?
I am.
I'm not going to go up and shake his hand, but I'll go up to him and say something.
Hey guys,
it won't be disrespectful, but I'll just.
I need to break in for 1 second.
I got a few words from Matt myself.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I need to break in for 1 second. 1 second, real quick. Can somebody give me the name of the show that Reagan and those guys type it in the chat room? The show that they did. What was it called again?
When they did it
up in the HOH. Don't say it on air. I'm gonna put it down and let you guys continue talking. But if someone could type it in the chat room, thank you.
Okay. Well, anyways, I tell you what.
I can answer the question right now if he wants me to.
No, he wants it typed. He didn't want it on the air. I don't know why. But anyways, I tell you what. I'm so excited. I really hate that I'm going to be so close to the finale and not actually be able to be at the finale. But I'm really excited to be able to watch the finale with friends in Vegas. And, and then to get to meet these house guests in Vegas, I think that it's going to be amazing to just be able to go up to them. Because, I mean, not only being on the show, I'm a fan of the show as well. So, I mean, I really enjoy charities and meet and greets like this because not only I get to meet the people that I've watched, but they're also my brothers and sisters. So it's kind of neat to welcome them into the family and say, you know what, I know what you were going through.
That's true. Hey, Panther, I'm sorry. You wanted to say something before Ron jumped in?
She said that she had a few words for Matt, too.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Panther.
Yeah.
So why do you have a few words for Matt?
Why do I have a few words for Matt? I bet you can guess that.
Panther?
Yes.
Before Ron said he had to interrupt us, you were about ready to make some comment.
No, Patrick just said it. I just said that I had a couple words for Matt myself.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thanks, Patrick. Hey,
so
I have...
Go ahead, Paul.
No, Patrick, you know you're in a minority. You know how I feel about Rachel. And let me tell you, there was one moment in this entire season where I saw a genuine person come through and not a made-for-TV type of performance. And that was when Rachel got upset with Matt's lie. For the
Thank
first
you.
Time, I saw a genuine person with her true feelings emerge. And it wasn't
really? Okay, see, I like, at the very beginning or throughout the whole thing?
Throughout the whole thing of what? The season?
No, throughout her whole reaction.
Her initial reaction after Brendan said, Matt, you're going to hell, and then they had her off by herself making a comment. That was the one time.
Oh, okay.
But,
you know, I tell you what, I'm not going to lie. I can't wait to hug Rachel. I can't wait.
Well, don't pop him.
Cowboy, she's going to love you because I heard that her sister is keeping notes on which past house guests like her and don't like her. And so I have a feeling you'll be on the like list. And Rachel seems like the type of person that will absolutely love the people that liked her.
So I'm in the MVP room of Rachel. I love it.
Yeah, basically.
I love it. You know, I tell you what. I tell you, she played a hard game. And you know what? We always say, you know what? I wish these house guests would play the game. You know what? Her and Brandon play a hard game. And I just, you know, they put their hearts in. And, of course, you know, when you do a showman, you're usually out the door anyways, except unless if you're Drew and Diane, and they lasted, you know, towards the end of the game. But it's very hard to do that, you know. And, you know, once Kristen and Hayden was, you know, brought out, they were knocked out really quick. You know, I don't know why they do that. In the Big Brother house because, I mean, people have alliances. Okay, I understand that. But, I mean, I don't know why the showmasters always get knocked out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, for instance, for Jason Hawley, they were in a showmatch. Hawley, she couldn't even win any competitions, and we got rid of her.
All right. When I say, are you serious, it's because it is this reason and this reason only. Those people are more solid in their alliance and them backing each other up and their votes than anybody in the house. It's a double vote situation, and that's why they always are targeted to break up, is my opinion.
Yes, but the thing is that don't always work out. You can go back into season 5, Drew picked his friend over his girlfriend. So, I mean, they don't always come true in some situations.
You're 100% right, Cowboy, but Drew and Diane, no matter that he didn't choose her at the end, they were still a very strong force, and he wanted to take Diane as far as he possibly could, but still guarantee himself the win. So the final, even a showman to the final three is still very threatening.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I even, you know, viewed that, you know, to keep my sister or keep a showman in the house. I mean, I'm not, I lost sleep over it. I mean, it weighed on me because I look back at it, I was stupid, you know, but the thing is, I was loyal because Diane saved me the week prior. So it was like one of them things where it was a tough decision to make.
Yeah. I see she's on the guest list for Vegas, and I know you guys haven't talked. Are you excited about that? So that
I'm very excited. I'm very excited, and I think that Nokomis has been on radio shows as well, and she said that she's excited. You know, the thing is I think we just have not had the time to sit down and really talk. And so for the first time in 5 years, we're actually going to be able to sit down and have a couple beers and just talk. And I'm honest with you, I hope it's not about the show. I hope it's about our lives. I hope it's about what's going on. I'd like to kind of put the show, you know, behind us. It was a game. I like to kind of talk about what's going on, you know, right now in her life.
Yeah, definitely. And I hope, like, everything goes amazing and that it's the reconnection that you guys need.
I need to
thank you, Patrick.
This is Mandy. I snuck on the line. I actually did get a chance to sit and talk with her last year during Vegas, and I think that you guys will have no problem. Sure it's going to be awkward, but you guys, she came across very genuine. I think that if you guys sat down to have a real conversation, you would have a real conversation. I also forced her to call my husband while we were there, too. I dialed and handed her the phone and said, here, say hi.
You know what? Everyone that has came across her at Hard Rock Cafe San Antonio, which I've heard last time they were there, she don't work there anymore, but she was really nice to them, took pictures. I mean, she's really good with the fans.
Yeah. Her and I guess it would be her boyfriend. I don't think they're married, right?
I don't think she's married, no ma'am.
Yeah, they both were very genuine people. And I now get to meet you, and I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is, I love meeting my fans, or meeting the fans of the show. I mean, you necessarily might not be a fan of me, but a fan of the show. I love people like that because the fans are the reason why we continue to do what we do. And so I really enjoy this. And Vegas is going to be a lot of fans, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, guys, let me break in for 1 second to ask if you guys had any extra words. Because one of my big things that I've been doing, if you guys have been reading the things, and if you guys haven't read them, you should go read them because I really have fun doing them. But I put words, you know, one word, so they have to comment, you know, with a few words. And I'm doing Reagan's, but here's some of the words that I have already put in. Kevin, BB11, Enzo, Last POV, Rachel's Hair, Cookie Dough, Hayden and Kristen, Rachel and Brendan. Can you guys think of any other ones that I should add? If so, you can tell me on now on the air and, or, you know.
Flops and farts.
Throw in. What?
Flop and flop farts.
Good one. Any other ones? Come on. I know we got some good creative people up here on the phone line. Tubba, what do you think?
What?
You got a question for Reagan?
Do I what?
You have a question for Reagan?
You know, the question I want, unless if someone's already done it, he's a teacher. It would be cool to say, what will you be able to take your Big Brother experience, or what will you take from this experience and take back to your classmates?
Got it.
Or to the students.
You know what? That's one thing I might put as a word, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have another question now. I just thought of one. And I will say it out loud just to let you guys hear what it is. One was, who in the Big Brother house would you like to have in your class?
Oh, wow.
And do you think Rachel was a good teacher?
Do you think Rachel will have a job after this?
Yes, I do think Rachel will have a job after this.
I think she got higher pay, even.
Yeah, I really think she's going to move to the LA area with Brendan, and I think she's going to continue her education. If she can get a loan approved or a scholarship, because they were talking about it an awful lot the week that she left. And I think she kind of made her decision that she really is going to go ahead and move to LA and try to get her doctorate.
So. Cool. I wish her all the best luck.
Yeah, it's just a matter of her getting the loan or a scholarship because she's not paying out of pocket for it. So.
Right.
So hopefully, and oh my gosh, Rachel would be such a fun teacher because she is energetic and lively, and chemistry is, like, in my opinion, is not that entertaining, and it's kind of strenuous. So she would make it fun and just like, this chemical and this chemical are da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. It would be fun, I think.
There is now on the new season of Amazing Race this year, her name is Vicky, and she lives in Henderson, which is right there by Vegas, where the M was last year. And she hopes to have her own line of hair extensions. So I'm hoping maybe somehow we can hook up Vicky from the new season of Tar with Rachel from this season and get her some better hair extensions.
That's awesome.
I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm making that my mission.
You need to get me some hair extensions. I need a red wig.
Oh, I forgot I was going to pull down my Halloween box and see. I know I have a bright pink and I know I have a green one, but I'm not sure about a red one.
Well, someone told me that there was a party store in Dallas that sells them. So, I mean, that's next time I'm down there, I may go down to the – I may actually check online and see if they mail.
Party City buycostumes.com is where I buy most of my Halloween stuff. And right now you'll luck out because a lot of stores are already putting their Halloween stuff out. Also, check
out sweet.
Party City stores, I think that's what it's called. They have all their Halloween stuff out already, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to find a certain color red hair to actually look like Rachel's.
Yeah, good luck. I can't wait.
You can always dye it. Bite blonde and dye it. That's what she does.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid can dye it.
Oh, okay.
You know who you need to talk to? You know what? I might try to contact her for you. I can tell you who might can help you get extensions. Maybe you can get some extensions. Maybe we can call.
Don't you have to have hair to get extensions?
Yeah, you have to tie it off to your hair, basically.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Corey actually knows how to do it without it. She makes these clips. And you might be able to pull it off. I don't know. Maybe not.
I think
maybe you don't.
With the Halloween stores, you should have no problem finding a red wig.
Yeah, I'll be able to come up with something.
Cheap and temporary.
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm going to probably take you off after the first 30 minutes after everyone's taking pictures.
Yeah, that's what I was telling somebody. That's what I was telling somebody today, you know, is that, you know, I'm going to have something like where I can slip into real quick on Sunday, you know. You know, at the beer pong, you know. I mean, I'm not going to wear the costume probably all day, you know, and I'm going to need something to slip. But I know me and Cowboy both said we were only going to do an hour show tonight, so we're wrapping this down, and I got some stuff I want to plug before. Don't forget to support Michael if you have a trophy or something. Get a hold of him. You know, this is the way.
Trophies, plaques, we can do pins for your business. We can do badges. We can do anything. I sell class rings as well. So get a hold of me at Michael Cowboy Ellis on Facebook.
And then as for the Justin Jordan shirt, here's the deal. And the paper will be ripped tomorrow, but you guys can hear it. I'm giving it away. Donations are accepted. But if you do not have money to donate, here's a way you can get a raffle ticket yourself. And I'm going to use Mandy as an example. Mandy, if you get somebody to donate to me and say they will say it's donating and Joe and Mandy is you know, let's say Paul and you say, you know, Paul, will you tell them that, you know, Mandy send me, you know what I mean? You
yes,
will
I'm
get
a
free ticket yourself.
Co. Thanks for pointing it out. No,
No. I'm just making a point.
I'm teasing.
Okay, I'm just making a point of how you people that can't donate can get someone to donate, and they you get a point too. What I'm trying a raffle ticket.
Hey, Paul, you want to buy me a raffle ticket?
No, you don't ask for buying them. Say you just buy them, and then tell them to say that you send them. It's like extended for you guys can go out and work on it. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's if I don't get $200, the Jeff and Jordan shirt will not go up, but you will get a mystery autograph from Vegas and everything. But if we get $200 before the 12th, you will get there will be two raffles. It will be that Jeff and Jordan shirt when we get back, and the mystery, you know, thing. But that's the way to help. If you or if you want to spread the word, you spread the word, get a point. You know, you get a raffle ticket. And somebody really has some major feedback, and I think I figured it out. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions that's on the phone line?
Sure.
I mean, Paul, do you understand?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Because I think that was a way to help, you know, like people that maybe don't have the money to donate, but they want to get maybe, you know, the Jeff and Jordan shirt or these shirts. You know, get somebody that, you know, maybe can, it's any $5 donation, you'll get it. It's $5 or more. I might still do another special before it's time. Go to theradrealityshow.com to find information how to donate. Plus, there's places there you can click and everything. Remember, the donations helped me with the Vegas trip, and there's going to be at least 3 days of Vegas talk going to happen. The Vegas party when we get to Vegas on Wednesday, you know we're gonna have a big old party there Wednesday, you know probably after the show with all of us Cowboy, me, Alan, John, right?
Hey, are we gonna do a live show after Wednesday night, or we're gonna do a round table on Thursday night with everybody?
No, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. I just haven't got a chance to take care of it. We're going to probably do one Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay. Every night.
Here's what I'm thinking is Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, I might do a show. I might not. Saturday,
okay.
No show because they have it's going to be probably broadcast via, you know, and Sunday, no show. And then maybe Monday, I will return with a show on the way, my road trip back. You know, so there will at least be three shows in Vegas. We might do an afternoon show, you know, a spur to the moment type deal where people can call in if, you know, because I'll have my laptop and Alan will have his, or we might use Justin TV. And I'll tell you, Wednesday show will be probably broadcast live on one of the networks where you can see videos. So
cool. Great show.
That'll be fun. What?
I said great show tonight.
Oh yeah, yeah it was. So
Big John got here in time for us to say goodbye, Big John.
Hello, Big John. Good to see you. Oh well, not seeing you. Not yet. We'll in a week or so.
Hey, Cowboy, real quick,
yeah.
Is there any one particular person you're most excited to? And same question for Ron. Just choose one. To see in Vegas.
Wait, can clarify? Are you talking 12 only, or are you talking overall?
Well, 12, anyone that both of you have not met before. So it could be anything. But you could not have met them before.
Well, that's not fair, because I haven't met nobody.
Well, then anyone for you, but
You know, I tell you what, I'm a very humorous person. I love to have fun. And, you know, I really am looking forward to meeting Rachel just because she really made me laugh on some of her stupid stuff that she said. And I'm really looking forward to that. But
just overall from past season. You know, I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to meeting Nokomis again, you know. Really looking forward to meeting her.
As for me, the person I'm looking forward to meeting is Erica Landon.
See, I've met her.
Because I haven't met her yet. And if you're
she's amazing.
And if you're talking Big Brother 12, I'm looking forward to meeting, I want to say, Brittany might be too cakey, you know what, and it's not because, I'm looking forward to meeting Kathy, I think, the most.
Yeah, you know what, Kathy's going to be a good one, too.
Because, I mean, or Kristen, you know, Kristen and Hayden, I really am looking forward to meeting them, too.
There's so many.
It's going to be nice to go to them.
For me, I mean, I didn't do the obvious ones, like Michelle and Cowboy. I mean, yeah, I mean, I haven't met them, and I'm looking forward to, like, you know, sitting and talking with Cowboy face-to-face and Cowboy and Michelle. I mean, I am so looking forward to it. I mean, these guys are I think I already said this a little bit tonight. You know, these people I've talked to for a year and a half almost, and some of them longer, and for me just to sit here and talk to them, you know, when we're in Vegas, it's going to be like, as I think Panther always says it, amazing.
So Patrick, so who do you want to meet?
Okay, number one is Shima. I even made a shirt for her. Look on my Facebook.
Shima
is going to be amazing.
Amazing. I am so looking forward. I'm going to ask her to sign a mic for me.
Oh, very cool.
No, I'm joking.
That's a good idea. No, you should.
That's funny.
Yeah, Shima for sure, and then Rachel, a very close second. And I really hope Natalie's going to be there, but I don't see any confirmation, and I don't see it happening, but that would be really cool.
If she's there, can I borrow some nose plugs, please?
That's wrong.
Oh, whatever. She would let me, because that's probably her only fan.
Ron,
yeah,
another great round. Will you do me a favor? We've got to have Dave and Mary on maybe for the finale, because now we're sitting down. We've got to call them and maybe have them call in for the finale.
I'm hoping this weekend I will find my phone and we will get that taken care of.
Are they not even on Facebook, are they?
Mary was, but I haven't seen her lately. So I'll get a hold. I got that taken care of. If not next week, we'll do next week. We'll get them calling next week. Especially.
Yeah, the new cast.
And we might do a Wednesday show. And then we'll let you guys know. But what I was going to say is, somebody, and I've been meaning to do this all day. We have a new chatter in the chat room, and she was kind of a little quiet. She needs to speak up a little bit more. She doesn't have to be that quiet. But, and Cowboy, I know you know her. It's Miss Katie from Chicago.
Hello, Katie from Chicago.
So everyone say hey to her. That's Irish size, Chicago White Sox sister.
Hi, Katie.
So, hello everyone, and goodbye, because it's time to say goodnight.
I'm going to be working until 2 o'clock in the morning, so everybody, y'all have a good one, and while y'all are sleeping, dream of me working.
Have an amazing night.
R-A-D-R-E-O-I-T-Y, the Rad Reality Show.
Not everybody.
Bye, Cowboy.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. We're gonna cut it short tonight because I have to get things ready. Yeah. Bye-bye.